sew a lot, but I would quit piece quilts a lot. And I had made a beautiful flower garden quilt, they called it. It's just little small pieces, and I had worked on that all the way. I just about worked my nerves working on that thing all the time, trying to keep myself occupied. And I said I was going to quilt that quilt and give it to Dr. He had been like a daddy to my husband and his family after his father died. His father died when he was only 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And I said he had been more or less like a daddy to them, and I wanted him to have that quilt. So I invited a few ladies in, of the older ladies, to help me quilt that quilt for his shower. Mm-hmm. And I gave him that quilt. We got the quilt done in time after we heard about it. And they had been burnt out. And the pillars, I can remember back whenever my mother carded the cotton, you know, take this cotton and put it on cards. It was a little long like thing and had a handle on to it, and it had kind of wires on the inside there. Mm-hmm. And you would take it and card that cotton in there, and it made it fluffy. She carded every bit of the cotton that we put in quilts back when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. But now you can buy cotton batch, you know. And in the pillars, we had our feathers that we got out of our ducks and things. Duck feathers, very expensive now, you know. Back then, we had ducks running here and yonder. My mother, I said, I used to rather take whipping than to have to pick those ducks, because mm-hmm. they'd bite you, you know. Them old bills would bite you mm-hmm. if you didn't keep their heads tied down mm-hmm. in the yard.
You know, what are those things called? I was looking at them at Rich's yesterday. They had goose feathers, and it's like a blanket, but it's a stuff that... What do they call them? They used to use them?
Comforters.
Comforter, you're right. Do you know how much they cost? $100.
I wouldn't doubt it, not in the least. Because I saw quilts up here at this Hiawassee Fair.
Uh-huh. What do they call them? Something else, comforter, something comforter. Not duck comforter, something else.
Well, we just always called them comforters. They are downy duck feathers that are put in them. Probably that's what they're called. They were called downies. Downy is the feathers that come a duck.
Yeah, I haven't heard them called something.
Yeah, that's what they probably got them. Downy feathers. I'll tell you, when my daughter married, it's been about 15 years ago, she was given a set of pillars that came from down there, the downy feathers. Mm-hmm. And those pillars then cost $10 a pair. Back then, you know. And downy feathers now is really expensive. Mm-hmm. And Mama, she would make her aprons, as I say, put ruffles on them. They were just beautiful. And make, they would make this applique onto this material, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. Radford has a quilt that his grandmother appliqued on, and it is made out of, it's all white. Now, I've had to be very careful with that quilt. She quilted every one of her grandchildren a quilt and gave it to them before, you know, when they came on up. She gave it to them. And I've had to be very careful with that quilt. It's a lightweight quilt, but it is just beautiful of all the handwork that she put into that. And as I say, we had...
How do you clean those things?
Well, I always wash mine. Uh-huh. But I was very careful in washing mine, you know. Never did put it in the washing machine, anything like that. Washed it by hand. I put it in the bathtub, let mm-hmm. it soak a little bit, take it out, wring it out. Mm-hmm. And I'd put it outside, not put it into a dryer, because in that way, you know, it don't pull all that cotton out of there and it gets mixed in. You put it outside, fluff it up, put a little downy in it. She even made our coats. She, as I say, she made Daddy's shirts. And Daddy wore suspenders back then.
Did he? What were they made out of?
Some of them were bought, and some of them were made. And, you know, those suspenders, they call them on overhauls, those apron overhauls, they call them. They have suspenders to them. But I can never remember of my daddy not being without suspenders.